driving around and somehow stumbled upon this church. My mom saw the marquee out front with the service times and thought, let's give this a shot. We came to a service and we were right away welcomed with open arms by none other than Pastor Bell. We were, of course, welcomed by everyone else in the church once we had entered the front entrance, but I'll never forget him standing outside greeting everyone. After service, he helped us get on the mailing list to receive the church newsletter. Quickly, we had one arrive to the house, and my mom noticed a little blurb about ASP and said, Casey, you should try this out. So I did. I went on a trip to the Appalachian Mountains with a group of strangers. I had no idea the journey I was about to begin. My first trip, I was put on a team with Glenn as the crew leader, and I was ready to conquer the world. My eyes had opened to a whole new world, and I was ready to accomplish everything that was asked of me. Our group was there during the last week of the project, which meant we were the cleanup crew. We painted, laid down carpet, and fixed bathrooms, which ended up being my favorite project. On the mission trip to Michigan, Glenn and I were reminiscing on this, and he was telling me that all he had to do was explain the process of how things worked, and then he saw in my face that I understood, and then I told him, "Don't worry, I got this." At this point in time, I had no experience with interior home projects, and yet the whole thing felt natural, and at that moment, I felt I had a calling. I went on to do 3 more ASP trips and also 4 adult mission trips, and thanks to a fellow church member and a good friend of mine, I did a 10-month service volunteer service for the AmeriCorps National Civilian Community Corps. During my AmeriCorps service, staff members helped me apply for college courses at the Illinois Institute of Art in Schaumburg, and I graduated with a bachelor's degree in interior design and got a job in the field just 2 months after graduation. So thanks to that small bathroom on my very first mission trip, I now work a full-time at a home staging and interior design company. I kept thinking about this amazing journey on my trip in Michigan because with all those times I've been on ASP or to adult mission trips, I'm now considered a veteran, and I am someone that a person goes to on their first trip that they can confide in or come to for reassurance, because I can relate when they say they're traveling with a group of strangers. This trip was also very different from any other because I felt I was also in this middle ground. I wasn't in the group of newbies, nor was I in the group of the extremely experienced. I just kind of floated along in the middle. Thankfully, I know how to play the card game up and down the river, which seems to be part of the initiation process to get into the mission trip family. So once you know the game, you're in for life. The work for this mission trip was also a little different than most because with other trips that I have been on, there have been physically demanding projects that we do all week. However, we were the cleanup crew as we were, again, the last week for this project. And our group from church and another group from a different church that was staying with us, they were from Kentucky, we were the last crews that the place we were staying at would house. For the first couple of days, I was on a crew with Curtis, Doug, Sue, and Lee, and we were in charge of inventorying all tools and items needed from previous jobs, and we were also in charge of deconstructing the bunk beds. At first, I thought this wasn't similar to projects I had done on past mission trips. It didn't feel like other projects that had more of a physical demand to them. However, while going through the day and reflecting on the work, you have to realize that no matter how trivial you think the work is, it is helpful and important to someone else. I mean, that's really what mission trips are all about, right? Not necessarily doing work that you feel is important, but doing tasks that you are asked of by someone who thinks that, by the person who is asking you to do them, they think that it's important. So after we had inventoried all that we could without being in the way of Lee's awesome counting strategy or taking apart the bunk beds, we cleaned the windows, the floors, and other things around the school we were staying at so that when it opened up in the start of the school year, it was flawless and ready for immediate use. After that, we switched over to a project over at a local community center. The center had flooded, and they needed help getting it repaired. The North Carolina Baptists on a Mission, which was the group that was hosting us, started us out with a project that they thought would take us the rest of the week. But our convoy got it done in one day. So they kept giving us projects to complete to help speed the process of getting the community center back to full use. We wet-backed water from rooms, gutted rooms with moldy items, took up tile flooring in a room, organized some stuff that was salvageable with an assembly line from one room to another. We glazed windows, we weeded outside, and we even had time to spare to spend with some awesome kids who come to the community center. And the week didn't stop there. Because there were so many people at the community center and the larger projects were completed, we divided and conquered. Some stayed at the center the last couple of days to finish up, and others were dispersed into remaining projects around town. I was then shuffled to a crew with Doreen, Colleen, Rob, and Mert. Now, as far back as I can remember, I don't think that Rob and I have ever been on a crew together. And if we were, I'm really sorry, I don't remember. We may have been in the same place doing a similar project, but again, I don't ever recall being on Rob's team. Now, we all know that Rob is known throughout the church as being a strict drill sergeant. However, the reputation that will stick with me, even after just one day with him, is hardworking, assertive, compassionate, and most generous. The crew I got to work with had been diligently working on repairing a basement that had high water damage. When I arrived on that Friday to help the crew, they had most of the project completed. I was there to aid in completion with the painting so that things could be buttoned up before the work week had ended. I really enjoyed getting to know the family of the house as well. I met Amanda and her three beautiful children. I didn't get to meet Amanda's husband because he was working. However, I heard so much about him that I felt as if I had already known him. They were such an optimistic, outgoing, and charismatic family. I loved getting to know them and being able to spend time with them. Speaking of family, I was blessed to be able to travel on this trip with my brother Cody this year. These trips really reaffirm how much of a hard worker he is. Whether Cody was given jobs by the members of the host church to take out trash during his free time, or by crew leaders during the workday, Cody did anything that was asked of him. I had to stay back at the center for a day because I had gotten sick, and Cody was thoughtful enough to call me during the day to check up on me, making sure I was okay and asking how I was feeling. Cody just wanted to let you know that I love you with all my heart, and I'm so proud of you, not only with your attendance in mission trips, but in life. Just think, you're getting married in 4 months. I may be salty about how much more popular you are, but I still love you very much. I also felt that this mission trip was different than any other that I had been on, because people came later in the work week, and some had to leave early. It's harder when you get older to do mission trips because you have to take off time from work and save up money to make sure that you're able to spend on the trip and other things like that. Knowing that all those people moved around their schedule to spend time with each other in a different state for a whole week doing work they never expected shows that every single person that went to Michigan has a strong urge in their heart to show compassion to people in need of help. We travel with strangers, we bunk with strangers, we even work with strangers. Even the homeowners invite complete strangers to enter their home to work and rebuild their house back into a home. And after just 5 days with these people, six for those of us who are traveling, those strangers share a bond that can never be broken, especially by distance. Friday evening, our last day bunking in Michigan, we all sat around in a circle. We shared stories of our week, our year, and even our lives. Everyone is going through a struggle, and no one's struggle is unimportant or trivial. Everyone deserves to be heard, and everyone deserves to be shown the love to be mended. I love you all so much, and want all of you to know that this mission trip has meant so much to me. I want to end with this quote that I found. From all the stories I've heard, I felt this quote summed up everyone's journey. I am beautiful because I am aware of my flaws. I am fearless because I have learned to recognize illusion from real. I am wise because I learned from my mistakes. I am a lover because I have felt hate. I can laugh because I know sadness. And I am strong because I know my weaknesses. Thank you.
This is the scripture lesson 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 7. And then looks like I get to start. So sorry about not following. It's just a different service today. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work in all of us. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. Please pray with me. O Lord, open my eyes that I may see the needs of others. Open my ears that I may hear their cries. Open my heart so they need not be without succor. Let me be enough to defend the weak because of the anger of the strong, nor afraid to defend the poor because of the anger of the rich. Show me where love and hope and faith are needed, and use me to bring them to those places. So open my eyes and my ears that I may this coming day be able to work a peace for thee. Amen.
Good morning. I'm Lee Gack, and Casey's kind of a tough act to follow. She pretty much covered everything. As a member of our Redeemer's United Methodist Church, I've been privileged to go to two mission trips. Some depressed areas of this country are those that lost parts of their homes due to natural disaster. The goal is to make warmer, safer, and drier for people who have been through a natural disaster or other types of destruction. Last year was just my second mission trip. And I wanted to volunteer several years before, but owning my own business made it very difficult. 2 years ago was my first mission trip, and I was amazed to be assigned as a crew leader on my first trip into New York. Our first job on Monday was to help a single middle-aged woman living alone with only a part-time job. She lived in an old house, which she had inherited from her parents. The storms had all but destroyed her house. The roof was tore up, was leaking almost everywhere. The house was in the house, especially in her bedrooms. Water had soaked everything, especially her bedroom. Her basement had 5 foot of water in it. The Baptist ministry gutted the basement, replaced the heating system, the hot water system, the main electrical box, and all the electrical hookups. They repaired the roof, and they also put up new drywall in her bedrooms. When we arrived on Monday morning, she was sleeping in her car on the driveway, as she had been doing for over 2 years. She needed her bedroom finished. Our crew finished the drywall and painted the drywall. We cleaned the muddy floors. We cleaned the moldy bedroom furniture and set up her bedroom for occupancy. This was so rewarding for her that she cried uncontrollably. She was grateful to be out of the weather. This was truly God's work. This was perhaps the most rewarding Christian experience our crew had ever experienced. Last year, 2016, our mission trip took us to Detroit, Michigan. Our crew worked on flooding once again. When we arrived, we were greeted by Jim Capps, the same site director that we had had in New York. It was the last week of the Baptist ministry in Detroit. The crew had to finish up many jobs before the week ended. Jim needed someone to get all the parts organized and inventoried and ready for the move off-site. I volunteered as I had lots of experience as a maintenance manager. There was a storeroom about the same size as the Wesley Hall, and there were two semi-tractor trailers. I had many crews, and helping and doing the organizing. It was not exactly what I thought a mission trip would be, but it was God's plan to keep the tool and materials available for the crews to do their jobs. During the week, Pastor Romero came down for a day, so I took him out on several job sites to see how our efforts in helping was helping people. This trip was very rewarding, especially working with the young adults that we had along in, with our group and getting involved with some of the neighborhood kids playing soccer and enjoying our evenings after a hard day's work. So thanks for sending me. I appreciate it.
The ushers will now come forward for our morning offering. Loving God, you have seen our needs and have come to us. At this time, we think of others, and our minds and hearts reach out to them through this act of giving. There are so many who are hurting in this world. Some are right here in our community. Some are in distant lands. Since we are all a part of your family, we share what we have. We rejoice that we can participate in this act of sharing your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Kathy Motter, and I've been at Our Redeemers for many years. My husband, Rob, you know, the slave driver guy, and I, along with many of you have helped raise our two daughters. Ashley, who lives with her husband, Mike, in Michigan, in the suburbs of Detroit, and Jennifer, who lives in Texas, with her husband, Garrett. Normally, when it comes to mission trips, Rob is always going, and I stay home to watch the dog, Naya, and work, of course. Well, when I heard that the mission trip was going to be near Detroit, and that we possibly had another family member that could watch Naya, I got excited, because that meant I could go on the mission trip, too. So needless to say, well, Naya's always in the mission trip pictures, but she got to go this time. She got to travel with the group to Michigan and stay with Ashley and Mike. We were lucky enough to have Ashley and Rob's cousin Sue, who lives near Detroit, participate in some events and at a couple of the work sites. And just as God made it possible for me to go on this mission trip, he's provided me time to reflect on my experiences and guided me to share this message with you. I have found a deeper meaning in the message I'll share with you today than what I had written immediately after the mission trip last July. Don't get me wrong. That talk would have been informative, just not as passion-based. It would have been about the great people that I got to know, work with, hang out with, as well as all the work my teams did and how much fun we had, as you're going to see later on in the video. For a while now, I have felt God telling me that I should be trying to figure out what I'm passionate about. On my journey so far, God has shown me several women that have discovered their passions or gifts they can use to serve the Lord. Today, I'm going to tell you about three of them. The first is my mom. She's my best friend and has been a wonderful role model with such a strong faith in and relationship with God. She has figured out, after years and years of participating and leading numerous Bible and book studies for the Lord, including a study on Psalm 91 and the women of the Bible, that her passion is teaching and learning with others God's word. Thank you, God, for blessing me with a great mom. The second is Ruth Azer. She's the woman that runs the community center that Casey was talking about. It's called the Second Mile Center in Detroit, which was the work site for about 20 of us from our mission group, as well as four others from Lexington, Kentucky, from the Anchor Baptist Church. Ruth shared her story with me about how she'd been a CPA, certified public accountant, and used those skills as well as her faith in God to obtain funding for the center. This hit home with me because I could relate to her because I am a CPA as well. However, I could not see myself being as strong as her, or could I imagine going through what she did. Ruth really opened my eyes. Ruth has a passion to work with and help the youth of Detroit by providing them a meal, a safe place for at least a few hours a day, with a sense of family and community. She told me how she didn't know Christ until she was an adult, and that the devil did everything he could to stop her from having a relationship with God. It appears God led her through those experiences so that she could find her passion and relate to others. She told about how she had a dream and saw a building in the dream. Soon after, a friend took her to see a piece of property on Second Mile Road, which was an old, unused Presbyterian church. And guess what? It was the same building from her dream. Now she knew God had a plan, and she needed to do his work. When the day came for Ruth to go ask for the funding from the highest board of Presbyterian leaders, she was nervous. Even though she'd already done all her homework, she had an amazing presentation prepared, and she was dressed in her best business suit. When she was driving to the meeting, she was still nervous and concerned. If she had everything she needed, would she say all the right things? And then she heard these words out loud. Have the kind of strength it takes to stand before a giant. Then a serene calm came over her. She found out later that these words were actually the lyrics from the song we just sang, Voice of Truth, by Casting Crowns. Oh, and by the way, did I tell you at that time in her life she didn't normally listen to Christian music, nor that the car radio was turned on? When she went before the board of the highest Presbyterian leaders, her giants, she started speaking with her best business presentation skills. Then she looked up and noticed she was losing him. She said she didn't know what happened next, but God redirected her to speak from her heart, and the Second Mile Center has been going for years on what was thought to be startup funding. Ruth is such a strong lady and an inspiration. Her story really resonated with me and helped me to see her passion and strong faith. Thank you, God, for letting me cross paths with Ruth Azer. Now for the third woman with a passion for serving the Lord. This is someone most of us know, as she has a passion for mission trips and helping others. No one has to ask her if she'll organize the trip. She just does it, as I believe God has given her this passion and gift to do his work. She does countless hours of research, email, phone calls, etc. She's the best organizer, right down to the cookie sheet she uses, so we all get to know new people, no matter how many mission trips you go on. It doesn't matter if she's planning a trip for her family or a group of 35 adults to Detroit for a week to share fellowship and faith. Mary Bach is always there as a friend, a mentor, and leader. I'm so happy that she shares her passion and those gifts with us here at our Redeemers and everywhere she travels. Mary, God has truly blessed us with you, and we all want to say thank you. Thank you. And in conclusion, I want to share that I'm still on my journey, but God has provided me some pretty awesome examples of women that are sharing their passion in the Lord's name. Amen.